اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Selfish people and followers of Taghuts abuse the Holy Quran as a means by which to establish anti-Quranic rules. So this holy book, which was to be the source of unity and guidance for man's life, was either used as a means to generate discord and conflict or totally driven out of the scene. We witnessed that if anyone spoke of an Islamic government or politics, which according to the Quran, the tradition is the major rule of Islam and the Prophet of Islam, one would be treated as if one had committed the greatest sin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that the Friday congregational prayers, which are a demonstration of Islam's political and social power, should be performed with utmost splendor and richness of content. Now, in this part of his speech, basically, he is talking to two different people, two different groups. Number one, he's addressing the public that since the Friday prayers is the demonstration of the political and social power of Islam, therefore, it should be performed with the utmost splendor, that everyone should participate in this prayer. Everyone should get prepared for the Friday prayers. There should be a special attention towards the Friday prayers where people go themselves, they take their kids with the new clothes, with the tradition which has been said about the Friday prayer. So give an importance to this prayer. This is the first part.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
The second group is the group of speakers. The imams, the one who lead the Friday prayer. And there he said it should be with the richness of content. The imam, it is the duty of the imam, it is the duty of the person who is leading the Friday prayer. He should come with the rich content. He should convey a rich content to the people. He should convey a good message and the true message of Islam, and he should be truthful with the duty that he has. If in the Friday prayer it is said that the first sermon is in regards to the taqwa, it is in regards to become a God-weary, so he should take people towards a place where they become muttaqi or they become God-weary and they achieve the status of being God-weary. So it is the duty of the imam, it is this duty of the person who's leading the prayer. That's the first thing. The second sermon, since it is related to the political issues and the social issues, therefore he has to mention the current issues. He has to talk about the current issues that are going on. And if there is a problem in the society and it is needed to be conveyed to the higher authorities, he should use the Friday prayer. He should talk about them so that the higher authorities are listening to him and they solve the problem of the people, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.